Okay, I have from the Mudarnaka Iya. Shanila, I have that's the slap Napoleon. Rasha Kananda Prabhu and Damayanti here, and they're going to ask some questions. Moshla Parishwaj. Okay. Go ahead. What are the questions?
Guru Maharaj, we are now in the world of Dhammayapur, Siddhammayapur. How do we know where the borders of the Dham? Is there a map by which we can ascertain that we are still in the Dham physically, or we already left it?
Where there's maps, and there's certain places that are demarked as the border of the Dham. Bhaktivinoda Thakur describes the limits of the Dham. So it's going out from Mayapur and 168 square miles. And so on. I don't know in Navadvip so much. In Vrindavan there are certain places where it says this is the border of the Dham. Obviously every place has a border where it starts and where it ends. There's general maps. For instance, that one place I was mentioning in Vrindavan, it's called Dag, and there's a pillar over there that Balaram put down, that demarks the border of Vrindavan, a Braj. Whether there's such places here, I don't know. Someone who knows Navadvip better than me would have to say. But yes, in principle, there are places that's the beginning and places that are also then the end of the Dham. So it has a boundary. Navadvip Dhamma Hatnaya, Navadvip Bhava Taranga, Bhaktivinoda Thakur describes the Dham and its limits in those books.
In order to be in the Dham, is it enough to be here physically, or we need a certain consciousness?
Well, Pyajitamam Papadyante, you're in the Dham to the extent that one is Krishna conscious. And to be fully in the Dham, to see Chintamani Dham here, you have to be transcendentally situated. You can't be a conditioned soul. But still, everyone feels the presence. Prabhupada used this term, feel. Everyone can feel the presence of the Dham and feel that they're situated in the Dham. And so where are we? Again, Bhaktivinoda Thakur describes we're on the material covering. According to our consciousness, however materially contaminated it is, we're on a thin layer that covers the Dham of material energy. That's put there by Proto-Maya, Yoga-Maya. And in this way she protects the Dham from materialistic people and from people who are not qualified to see it. What else?
That if somebody comes to the material world from Vaikuntha, then at the end of the person's leg, can the person go back to Goloka?
Technically, they can, but it will depend upon their desire and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's blessing. Otherwise, everybody's happy in Vaikuntha in whatever condition they're in. And so there are examples where, just like Murari Gupta, who's Hanuman, he was here, lived over that way, and but still he went to Ayodhya. He didn't go back to Goloka Vrindavan. And there are other examples of devotees who have, who, let's see, other example of devotees who maintain their eternal spiritual identity, but it can be changed, or they can be in both places, depending on, anything can happen by Lord Chaitanya's grace, but it's up to him to do that. It doesn't happen just because someone wants it to. They have to get the grace of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
And that when on Kartik we sing the Damodara Shloka, and at the end, how come we sing Jai Radha Damodara? Because in the past time, Mother Yashoda had a pastime with Krishna.
Yeah, I often think that our devotees really clear about why they're chanting that. Of course, it's not wrong, because at the end, then we sing Namo Radhikayai Tvadiyai Priyayai. But that's just really in context of the overall pastime in offering respect. The real main emphasis is on Mother Yashoda and Krishna. That's what the Leela is about. Although there is a pastime in which Srimati Radharani ties Krishna down, but that's different, and that's also described by Samacharya, maybe Bodhananda Saraswati Thakur, how Srimati Radharani was angry and she tied Krishna down with her glance. She didn't need a rope, but the rope of her glance was enough. Still, the pastime that we're glorifying is that pastime where Mother Yashoda ties down Krishna, and that's a wonderful pastime. And anyway, tonight we should sing Jai Yashoda Damodar instead of Radha Damodar. But we see Radha Damodar is there, Radha Damodar deities are there. In Vrindavan, here's Radha Damodar. And it's not wrong, but both are acceptable. Hare Krishna. Jai Shri Radha Damodara Ki Jai. Yashoda Damodara Ki Jai.